the Daf Chav Gimel. So let's take it from the top of Chav Gimel. Six lines down the Tudat. Does that work for everybody?
Perfect.
That's a good stopping point. So the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah of a Konis Aspo Bekeset. So it's referring to back to the Mishnah on Chav Beis Mabez, where the Eved Kanani is acquired in a few ways, and he acquires himself with Kesef Aydei Acherim, people giving money on his behalf. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. And also, Shtar Aydei Atmo, he himself accepts the Shtar. That's according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim had the opposite, where the Kesef Aydei Atmo and the Shtar was Aydei Acherim. So what's going on here? So the Gemara asks, Kesef Aydei Acherim in Aval Lo Aydei Atmo. Only if he accepts kesef through other people is, according to Rabbi Meir, is the Eved Kanani going to go free, but his own money won't work. So b'mai askinan, what's the case here? Ilema shalom midaito. If we're talking about a situation from Acherim, where the Eved Kanani didn't know about it, he was unaware, and that's what it means Aydei Acherim, money was paid on his behalf. Michti, let's understand this for a moment. Shema nalei, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, based on the mission of Gittin, I believe, right? Damar chov hu le'eved shiyata miyad rabo lecheris. It's a chov. It's a bad thing. It's negative. It's a bad thing for an Eved Kanani to be free. He'd rather be with his master. He's taken care of there as opposed to be going free. Rashi explains a little bit different than what I just said. Rashi says Shemayin Olei the Rabbi Meir two narrow lines down. But Parakama de Gittin Chov Hu LeEved Shiyotze Sheim Haya Eved Kohen Poso Minat Shuma. While he was an Eved, if he was, let's say, an Eved of a Kohen, so then now he's free. So now he no longer can eat Shuma. Beforehand he was able to eat Shuma. Now he can't eat Shuma anymore. The Eved Yisrael also b'shivcha d'shichileu pritzalei. And if it's, let's say, that he was owned by a Jew, or rather a non-Kohen, Yisrael, so he wasn't able to have Tshuma before him, but he was able to be with a Shivcha Kananis. And that he'd prefer than having to be a real full-fledged Jew and have to be married. And Mitanina, back to the Gemara now. Okay, so therefore it's a chov, so what? Mitanina, the Mishnah tells us that Zachan l'adam shlo b'fanav, v'ein chavin lo ela b'fanav. A person, if you're trying to accept something on behalf of someone else, a zechus for him, so then you're able to accept it even when he doesn't know about it. Even when he's not aware of it, because it's a zechus to him. He'd rather have wherever the zechus are going to come from. But if you're going to accept an obligation for a person, then you can only accept it in front of him if he's aware of it. So here, in this case, it can't be that he was unaware, because that turns out to be a chov, lefi Rabbi Meir. So elab pshita, it's a given that we must be referring to midaito, where he was aware of this. So hakamashman, this comes to teach us, aydei acherim in, aydei asma lo. Only when other people give the money for him does it work. When he gives it based on himself, then it doesn't work. What does that mean? Aydei asma doesn't work. Alma, we see from here that ain kinyan le'eved below rabo. That the Eved Kanani doesn't have the right to make a kinyan without his master's permission. I think it's referring to he doesn't have any kesef that's his own. He can't have any money. Any masha kana eved kana rabo. So anything that he gets automatically goes to his master. So there's no hechatimtzi of him having kesef aydei atzmo. So the only way it could work is if it's kesef aydei acherim. He meets a very nice guy down the street. He wants to go free. He says, could you redeem me? And that guy's willing to redeem him. That's the only way he could go free, lefi Rabbi Meir Shita. So Gemara says, okay, eimo ihach, if that's the case, eimo seifa, look at the seifa. The seifa of Rabbi Meir says, bishtar aydei atzmo, that he's able to become free through accepting a shtar by himself. Aydei atzmo in, aydei acherim lo, only if he himself accepts it, but if another person accepts it, doesn't work. V'imidaito, if it's his midas, he tells another guy to go accept the get, he appoints a shliach, aydei acherim amai lo, why can he not appoint someone else to be the shliach l'kabbalah? V'chitem, if you're going to say, my aydei atzmo, af aydei atzmo, maybe what the sefer of this means, Rabbi Meir, is that when it comes to shtar, even by himself he could accept it. Certainly aydei acherim, because aydei acherim worked for kesef, but af aydei atzmo, even by himself he could accept the shtar as well. The halakha, this comes to teach us, de gito viado ban kechad. So the halacha is, he doesn't really have a yad, because masha kana eved kana rabo. But maybe the chiddushir is, the moment he stretched his hand out to accept the get, that get turns his hand into a yad at the same moment where the get comes in. They come at the same exact moment. If that's the chiddush, v'hal lo tani hachi. You can't say that the mishnah should be interpreted af aydei atzmo, that both cases work of acherim and aydei atzmo when it comes to a shtar. Because v'hal lo tani hachi, the tani, the braisa tells us, b'shtar aydei atzmo v'lo aydei acherim divrei meir. The braisa explicitly tells us that aydei acherim, it doesn't work. It has to be taken literally, aydei atzmo. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, you know where Meir Shita is, Amar Abai says, li'olam shalom midaito. Really, the Eved doesn't know about the other people paying for him. B'shaini kesef, kesef is different. Why is kesef work if he doesn't know about this? Hol v'kani le'bal karche, makne le bal karche. Since he was acquired against his will, he's also able to be makne bal karche. What does that mean? So Rashi explains nothing. Okay, what's pshat here? So again, we're trying to say that really the Eved Kanani doesn't know about the acherim, other people paying for it. But since, again, he was acquired against his will, he could be makne against his will as well. The Adam has the right to make a deal, whatever the reason is, the Adam is able to send him off, makne him, send him off free, bar karcho, without the das of the Eved. Now it's hard to say that, because if it's I Lloyd, if a das doesn't work, then certainly, rather, below daito does work, certainly bedaito should work as well. Am I misunderstanding this line here? Yep, okay, that's what it means. Okay, so again, the halacha is that enechanami it's a chov. And therefore, only the Eved is able to accept the shtar, the asma, but another person cannot accept it for him, because that's chavin la'adim, shlobafanov. But the case of kasev, it also shouldn't work, ayideh acherim, but there's a special din that since the Eved Kanani is bought against his will, so the other one could also be makna him against the will. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question in just a moment. The same thing by shtar. So the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. Shtar nami, so we should say the same thing. Just like he's acquired through a shtar abakarcho, he shows be makna, he should be freed bal karcho against his will without him knowing it all. It should be even idea chem should work as well.
The bal karcho that he's acquired explains here is when his adon were to sell him to another person, not his initial acquisition when he sold, because that would only be if machro
bezdin. If he's will, we're talking about Eved Kanani here.
Oh, we're talking about Eved Kanani.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that works even. I don't think you could just pick up a guy off the street though and just say, oh, you're my Eved.
So why does it say it's talking about?
Because the initial sale might not be bal karcho anyways. The guy has to be willing to be sold into slavery in the first place. So when's the kinyan bal karcho? When one of them send him to the next guy. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, since he's acquired bal karcho, you could be makna bal karcho as well, shtar should be the same halacha. He should be, idea cherim should work as well, bal karcho. Again, ihachi, shtar nami. The Gemara says, no, hai shtar l'chud v'hai shtar l'chud. We saw this svar earlier in the Masechta. That no, the documents are very different. The shtar that has a shtar kinyan is very different text than the shtar of him being Meshachar. So therefore, the Gemara says, so that's why you can't compare the fact that he was acquired with the shtar bal karcho. He could also be sent free with the shtar because of two different shtars. You cannot compare the two documents. If that's the case, the Gemara says, hachanami, hai kasper l'chud, hai kasper l'chud. The money that he was bought with is very different money that's being used to sell him with, let him go free with. Mar says, Tiba mi achadu. The same currency is being used, the same coins are being used. Yes, it's not the same exact quarter, the same exact dollar bill that's being used, but it's still the same currency. As opposed to the documents, there's a document of acquisition, there's a document of freedom. They're very different documents. Even though they're both on paper, they both have pen, the texts are very different and you cannot compare the two. That's all Shitas Abayu. Kamazong Rava. Rava says, Amar Kasif Kabalos Rabo Garmelo. Shtar kabals acherim garmulo. So there's a difference in the way each of them work. When it comes to kesef, it's the rab, the master, is accepting the money. That's what causes him to go free. As opposed to the shtar, it's the fact that others are accepting it that helps him go free. How does that help out with anything? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says kesef kabals rabo. Shemakabal rabo hakesef garmulo lihishtachar me'elav. Like we said, when the master accepts the money, that's what allows the Eved Kanani to go free. It's not others who are causing this chov. It's the Adon. The Adon who accepts the money, he's what's letting him go free. It's not considered like, it's not an issue of a shliach. It's the master, his owner. But Rav, exactly, Rashi says, the Rav isn't accepting this to represent the Eved. He's doing this because he needs the money. So he accepts the money, and me'elav, the Eved goes free. The fact that others accept the shtar, that's representing him, that's being a shliach of his. And once he's going through that avenue of shlichus, since it's viewed as an obligation to him, it's a negative thing for him, ein zachin, ein chavin rather, li'adam shalom medaita. So again, the mechanism that's being used is very, very different. Again, by kesef, it's the master wants the money. So mimela, the Eved goes through. As opposed to shtar, it's working through shlichus, so therefore acherim cannot accept the shlichus on his behalf. Okay, very good. Well, again, there's a lot to talk about here. A lot of lumdus going on here. The Gemara now says, that according to the Chachamim, quotes from the Mishnah, Omrim b'kesev ayde atzmo, he has the complete opposite of Rabbi Meir. Chachamim say only if the Eved Kenani himself accepts the money will that be a good kinyan of him being free. B'kesev ayde atzmo in ayde achem lo, but others who accept the money for him won't work. Amai, why not? He namish the Shlomo Daito, so even though it's not without, it's without the das of the Eved, Michdisha mina leli Rabbanan. We know that Rabbanan Shita is the Amri Zechusu Shiatsu Mitachas Yad Rabbah Lucherus. That's the mission. No, sir. Rabbanan argue and say it's beneficial. It is a chus. It's a merit for the Eved to go free, to not have to work for anybody. So that's a zechus. Zachem la'adam v'taninam. The zachem la'adam shlo b'fanav. Vein achavin lo el b'fanav. But this is zechus. So it should work. Ayde acher. The chitema. So okay, fine. Maybe let's grant you that. Maybe it really does work. Ayde Achem as well, and the way the Mishnah should be read is my Ayde Atzma. What does it mean when Chachamim say that Eved Kenani can accept his money? Af Ayde Atzma, that he can accept it in addition to Achem accepting it as well. The Kamashmon, this comes to teach us the Yesh Kinyan Le'Eved Belo Rabbo, that the Eved Kenani can make acquisitions without the consent of the Rav. When someone hands him money, that becomes his money. When he finds something on the floor, that's his money, and he's able to use that money to redeem himself. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Yihachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of the Chachamim, Bishtar Ayde Acherim V'lo Ayde Atzmo. That we say in the Shtar, rather than the Seifa, that Shtar works only when others accept it, but not when he himself accepts it. So why? Don't we hold the Gito V'yad the Ban Kecha? Doesn't everybody hold to that? The end of Maseches Gittin tells us that when you accept the, even though the Eved has no Yad, when he accepts the Get Shichra, at the same moment he accepts it, he grows himself a Yad. Maybe you're going to tell me, yes, of course, he could accept the Shtar on his own, but maybe my idea Acherim, Af idea Acherim, maybe it should mean that also, he not only can he himself accept it, but also the Acherim could accept this, but and that's coming to teach us, V'ha Kamashman, this comes to teach us that there's a Chosu Le'evet Shiatzu Miyad Rabba L'Cheris, that others could accept the Shtar. So now what happens is, according to Chachamim, both scenarios, the Kesef and the Shtar, can be accepted both by himself and by Acherim. He can accept it on his own because Kesef, we say, he could make his own Kinyanim. He can accept the Shtar on his own because Gito V'yad the Ban Kecher. And Ayde Acherim works for both Kesef and Shtar because it's Zechusu. So it's really teaching us the same underlying principle that Zachem L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. If that's the case, the Gemara asks, Narvinu V'nisnu, the Misha should have grouped them together and say, B'Kesef V'Shtar, Bein Ayde Acherim, Bein Ayde Atzma. The very fact that they separate things tells us maybe it's not the same underlying principle. Something else is going on here. So the Gemara says, since it doesn't do that, therefore it must be Ella b'kesef, when the Eved Kenani is being freed through kesef, bein ayde acherim, bein ayde atzmo, whether others accept it because zachen adam, or whether he accepts it because yesh kinin le'eved v'lo rabo. If it's being used with b'shtar, then ayde acherim v'lo ayde atzmo. Only if others accept it, but he himself cannot accept it. So who holds such a distinction? Why is that a distinction? Why can't he accept it on his own? Don't we hold of Gito V'yad Ban Kecher? It must be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Who is he? The Sani, the Brisa tells us, this is a Brisa that appears also in the Kedushin. Actually, it's Tosefta only, not in another place. This is a Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Bishtar Ayde Acherim V'lo Ayde Atzmo. He holds that only through Acherim does it work, but Ayde Atzmo it does not work. So why? What's the basis? Why would you limit it? So the Gemara says, V'shalosh machlokos bedavar. There are three debates here going on. What are the three debates here? So we have to read through the Gemara. There's a long, very lengthy Rashi here, which explains the three different positions. I think Adam probably has it down pat what each of them say already. There's Rabbanan, there's Rabbi Meir, there's Rabbanan, and then there is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So let's go through the Rashi, why not? So Sunday morning, no place to run, maybe some carpool. Rashi says, V'shalosh machlokos bedavar. Rabbi Meir, you see that where it is? It's around 15 narrow lines up. Let's go through it quickly. Rabbi Meir, Omer. Rabbi Meir, Islay, Kesav Ayde Acherim, Afil Shlomadaito, Below Ayde Atzmo, Dein Kinyan Le'Eved B'lo Rabo. He can't do it on his own because he doesn't have a Kinyan, but it works through Acherim. Ubishtar, but that was, the whole machlok is how to interpret that line. Ubishtar, Ayde Atzmo, Below Ayde Acherim, Shlomadaito, Dechov Ulo. Others can accept it because the Shar is a Chov, but he himself can't accept it. Because Gito, V'yad Le'Bon Kechen. The kesef afgav the chovu. Even though a kesef is a chov, so how could others accept it? Kabbalas Rabo Garmelob. It's because the other needs the money, and Mimela the Eved goes free. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay bein b'kesav ben b'shar ar de'achem. Others could accept it. Why? Whether it's kesav or shtar, because the kesav is zechusulo. Below ar de'atzmo, he can't accept it on his own. The gavi kesav islay ein kinyan levad b'lo rabo. He cannot, doesn't have his own, can't make his own money. He doesn't hold that an evad has his own kinyan. And also gavi shtar doesn't work either by himself because less like gitov yado ban kecha. He doesn't hold it that svara. Kedekatani af b'shar v'chule. The kolish kem b'kesav alma b'tarayu islay ar de'atzmo lo. And then the third sheet is Rabbanim, the Masnitzin, the Rabbanim of our Mishnah, Ishlahu Bekesef Bein Ayde Achim Bein Ayde Asmo, the Yeshkinim, that the Evan has his own Kinanim, so he can redeem himself with his own money. Achayim de Zechusalo, others could redeem him because he views this as being a Zechus. And so too, Vechain Bishtar Bein Ayde Achim Bein Ayde Asmo, it works as well. Why? The Kaimlan, Gito Vyadaban Kechad, Kirabanim, Abdinalo. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, so Rashi goes on to explain, so if that's the case, if Rabbanan really say that Shtar and Kesef work through the same mechanisms, v'hai delo arvinu b'taninu mishum de'seifa Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because that last seif, the seifa of Rabbanan, it's really a third shita. That's really the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, that's the third opinion that's supposed to be appearing in our Mishnah. Okay, we're good? I think it's good enough for Rashi. The Gemara now says a few lines up from the bottom of Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Now, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "My time at the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What was his reason? Why did he think that Shtar works Adi Achirim, but it doesn't work Adi Atzmo? In essence, he's saying Gito Viado Lo Ban Kechad. Why? So he explains, "My time at the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Gamar La La Miisha. He has the Gzeir Shav of La. It says by Eved Kanani. It says La by Isha Ma Isha Ad Sheyote Get Lirshus Sheino Shalom." The get has to be given to a rishus that is not his, not, it's not the husband's. Af eved nami achiyote get lirishus she'ena shalo. So Rashi explains the last two lines, she'ena shalo, referring to the get of a woman, dichsev v'nasam b'yod, that has to be in her hand, v'ihi lo akne l'bala l'gufay. What's he saying? That's what the line of Rashi telling us there, that she is not acquired to the husband b'guf. Not sure what he's trying to say there. What's how's that adding in? It sounds like something important though. But then Rashi says, She'eno shalah, Sharaba, when it comes to Eved, has to go to Rishus, that's not his master's, Rabbanan, fine. So therefore we're saying, he can't accept it on his own because he's still in the Rishus of his master. Okay, I'm not really getting this full Gzer Shava here.
Hebrew says here, that's the meaning of inguf isha kanu labal. A little different than the way Rashi says it, but nasam biyada the inguf isha kanu labal.
I have to get him. What does that mean, inguf?
In other words, when he puts it into her hand, it's he's putting it into his own rishut. He's saying inguf.
I think the idea is that when you hand it to the lady, that does work because her yad is considered independent. That does work in that case. But as opposed to the eved, that won't work because you need the same qualification of being in a separate rishus. But the eved's hand is owned by the adam. So therefore,
is how they're owned by the adam.
Exactly.
And therefore, when you're trying to learn the gzeira shava to it, you can't apply it in the same
way. Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, getting it does work.
Does work.
She has her own yad.
It belongs to her. It doesn't belong to him.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have to have accomplished the same thing. The Evan has to go to his own rishus, but he doesn't have his own rishus for it to work.
You would think Paulo would tell you that just like yad works there, yad
exactly.
Works there.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
So you need the same thing, but you don't have that. So it's an interesting application of this type of gzeir sheva. Fine. Gemara now says the last two words in the Amud Ba'i Rabba. Rabba asks the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Evid Kanani. Can an Eved Kanani appoint a shliach to accept his get? Do we say kevin de gamar lala meisha kisha? And just like an isha can, so too who he's able to. Al dilma isha dihi matzi mekabel gito shliach nami matzi mashu Eved. Dihi lo mekabel gito shliach nami lo matzi mashu. Or do we say only by an isha where she herself can accept it on her own, so she can then appoint a shliach as well to accept it? But the Eved Kanani, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, is not able to accept it. He has no yad. So then the shliach can't do something that the Eved himself, the mashalech, can't do. Shliach can only do something that a mashalech himself can do. So this is a big discussion we're going to see in the Gemara in just a moment. But if the mashalech himself can't accomplish it, then the shliach can't do whatever the mashalech himself can't do.
But didn't we say, according to Shimon ben Elazar, animals or heals kesef and shtar zayde achirim. Wasn't that what we said?
Yeah, because he holds that he has. What was the reason for that?
So that would be a case where he's not a shliach of the Eved. It's because it's a schus. It's a schus of zachm adam, but he doesn't hold of. He doesn't hold of gitav yadav on kecha, and he doesn't hold of.
No, he said it doesn't. He says Ayde Atzmo doesn't work though.
Ayde Achirim works.
Ayde Achirim works through Zachos, through Zachin. So through Shtar works through Zachin as well.
So I'm saying, so what's Rava's question? Could he make a Shliach for somebody else to make a Kabbalah's get? Is the Chiluk because here he's working from the Eved? Is that the Chiluk?
It could be. Maybe Zachin's not working through Shlichas. That's itself is a discussion. Even though Rashi earlier indicated that it was working within Shlichas, maybe he holds it's not within Shlichas, or what you're saying, different types of Shlichas, which sounds strange though. Only someone else appoints himself does he work as a Shliach, but if I appoint him as the Eved, it doesn't work. It would seem to be the opposite. He should have more strength if I actually appoint him. So maybe you have to assume that Zachin's not working through Shlichas.
Isn't it intrinsic? It's Shalev Befano that has to be some sort of Shlichas?
Pasha says it's shlichas, but I think it's a big discussion how Zachin works. I don't think it has to be that way. But it's a very good point. You have to figure out what is the difference. Why does it work when others do it as midin shlichas, but not when I myself appoint them? Okay. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Basa Dibai, after he asked the question, Hadar Pasha, then he answered his own question. La lama isha kisha. Nope, just like, yeah, it works. Just like an isha is able to appoint to her own shliach l'kabbalah, so too he could appoint a shliach l'kabbalah as well. So then the Gemara says, ve'ela, if that's the case, hadam, or Rebbe Hahuna Breed, Rebbe Yeshua, hanikani, shlucha d'rachmanin inhu. So therefore, there's a big discussion in the Gemara, in the Darim and elsewhere, kohanim, who work as our agents to do the karbonos for us, if I need to bring a chadlas, he is my agent, has to be viewed as the agent of Hashem, as opposed to shlucha the didan. He can't be our shliach. Why? Because these hakadaita shluche didan, if they were our shliach, ninu miikamide the anir lamatina avdina. We can't do the avodos. We can do the shchita as a zar. We can't do the kabbalah and the halacha and the zrika. We can't do that. So if we ourselves can't do this, miikamide the anir lamatina avdina. Something is there anything that we can't do v'inu and matzi avdi that they can do? So it must be that the fact that Avadim, rather the Kohanim, are doing the Avodah, they're Shlucha D'Rachmana Ninu. They're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not representing ourselves. And that's consistent with what we said above, that the Shliach who does Ayideh Cherem is not representing us, they're just representing their own independent agents. So the Gemara says, V'lo, is that really not true? V'ho Abdi D'ihu Lo Matzi Mekabla Gita V'Shliach Matzi Mashrei? Isn't it true that an Eved, he himself can't accept the get, but he can appoint a shliach to accept the get? So the Gemara says, "Vlohi, not true. Yisrael lo shaycha b'taras karbanos klal, eved shaych begin." A very different case here. You and I, as Yisraelim, we have no shaychas at all to karbanos. We can't do anything as part of the karbanos. So therefore, we don't have the ability to appoint a kohen. An eved, even though he lacks, technically, he just lacks the yad, but he's bechlal gittin, so therefore he's able to appoint a shliach. The Tanya that Baisa says, Nirin Hadvarim, She'evid Mekaba Gitel Shel Chavero, Miad Rabo Shel Chavero, Ava Lo Miad Rabo Shel Shel. Interesting idea. An Evid can accept his own get, because anything that he gets, his master automatically takes on his behalf. But he can accept, he can be a Shliach for his friend down the block who's an Evid, he can accept his friend's get. Because he's Bechlal Shlichas of Gittim, he just, for technical reasons, he can't accept his own. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Shaykh begitin, im einu makabal gita mishim dilo yata get mershes rabo, because when it goes to his own possession, it's going right back to its circuit, it goes back to his master, never leaves his rishus. But he can be makabal who get lechavero, sheinu avdo shir rabo, different evid under a different master, el shal ish achet, deha yote get lershes sheinu shalo. But if he accepts the get for his friend, so it goes to his own master's rishus, that is a different rishus than the friend's master, that will qualify. Right. When they're under the same Adon, then it doesn't leave because it goes right back to the same master. Even though, exactly, that's what the next Rashi says. Okay, there's a lot to be said here about this whole Shulchan Rachmanu Ninu. There's a discussion about the Gemara's in, I think it's Daf Chav Zayin in Avodah Zarah, talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu was being swallowed up by that shade or by that snake, or when he didn't give a bris milah, so Tzipora came along and did the bris. And the one man number there says that Tzipora had a shliach. She had appointed a shliach to do the bris. So the question, I think Tosfos Yerushalmi asks somewhere, maybe it might be here in Gittin, the other Masechta, that how could she be Mamana Shliach? She herself cannot do bris milah. So if she can't do it, how could she then go ahead and appoint someone else to do this? So what? So anyways, that's a shaila that comes up. So I don't remember the answers, but one answer that you could suggest, unless you have other answers, is that what is it?
Taurus Bezdin, she's working.
Could be Taurus Bezdin. Taurus Rid says the din has shalas, that she has a din of a shalas for the Bezdin, for as a mother, she has an Indian of a shalas and getting prepared.
Is the same din like the father that has to be gemalt, and it also falls that the father is not able to.
The Gemara already excludes a woman from being involved. So, but the Tosafot Rid seems to say she is involved in terms of the shtalas and making sure that things get done. Those are possible. You don't need Mamana Shlichas either. Maybe she wasn't really being Mamana Shlichas. She was making sure it was taken care of, but not as a Shlichas. But either way, that's.
I think there's a Mechara that says, on Mumar Shanasar Mumeris, Ein Malam Benav B'Shabbos. If both the father and the mother are Mumars, then you don't mal the child on Shabbos. I think there are also ties to this Shabbos. Why does it both have sides have to be a Mumar? Why is it just not the father?
Uh-huh. Interesting. I know. Okay, well, a lot to talk about. At least on the same level, the same plane.
Yeah,
working together.
Yeah,
okay, Gemara is halfway down the Amud. To dats, Bavad Shiye Kesef Mishel Chir. This is, Pashu says, this is qualifying Chachamim. Now, it could be really qualifying Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar now, who we saw is really the third Shita of that Mishnah. But Pashu says that there are two opinions here. And Chachamim say that he himself can accept the money, the Eved Kanani can accept the money, the Atzmo, but that qualification was, Ubilvad, so long as Sheyehei Kesef Mishal Achim, the money has to come from some other party. And Rashi just explained to the Mishnah, because the Eved himself has no money. If he finds a Metziah, or if he accepts a Matana, that all goes back to the Rabbo. So the only way he could ever have money is if other people give him the money. Okay, so Gemara says, Nema b'hakam miflugi. Maybe say the machlokus is as follows: the Rabbi Meir savor ein kin leved b'larabo, that the eved can't get any money on his own. It all goes to his master. V'ein kinin lisha b'labayla. So too, a wife can't accept any money. All that money that she gets goes back to the husband. However, the rabbanan savor yesh kinin leved b'larabo, the eved can make his own money. And also, yesh kinin l'isha b'lo b'ayla. And so too, a woman could make her own money as well without the money going to the father, to the husband rather. So how does this explain the answer though? We said b'vad sheyehei kesef shel acherim. I guess the fact that others give it to her, how does I explain this?
I think it's Rashi,
Rabbanan. Rabbanan, okay, Rashi, Rabbanan savor yesh kinin matana. If others give her a matana, or him a matana, the eved a matana, since others are machnet to him, the fact that he specifically gave it to the Eved, it was understood that it wasn't supposed to go to the master. Havi the Eved, it must be the Eved's. It becomes his. So really, it's his money. He's using his own money, but it had to come about through other people, as opposed to him finding a metzi, let's say, where there's no das acheres machne, so there's no strength to put it into his position. But when others hand it to him, that das acheres allows him to keep the money on his own and then redeem himself. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba says, Amar Rav Sheshes, D'chuli Amma ain't kinin levit b'lo Rabba v'ain kinin lisha b'lo b'ayla. Everybody agrees that no, an Eved cannot make his own kinyonim, and an Isha cannot make her own kinyonim. V'hocha b'mayas kinin, what are we dealing with over here? D'akni le'acher money. It's a situation where someone gave her or him money, the Eved or the wife money. Amar Le'en says to the Eved, Amanas shein l'rabcha rishuzbo. Well, he said, I'm giving this money to you on the following condition, that the money does not go to your master. So does that tonight work? Rabbi Meir Savar, ki amar le kani, when you say this, kani eved, v'kani rabbi, it works that the eved's konit, but then the rav afterwards is konit. V'chi amar le, ayde amanas lo klum kamar le. The condition was really meaningless. And it goes right back to the master, and therefore the eved can never be konit himself with his own money. However, Rabbanan Savri Kevin Damarle Almanas, a honey lay Tanai. The Tanai works, the Eved gets to keep that money, and then he could use that money to redeem himself. That's according to Shita's Rabbah. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Kol Ki Agavna, Dechuyamal Opligi, the Kani Eved of Kani Rabbi. Everybody agrees in the above cases, even with a Tanai, that the money goes to the Eved and then immediately goes to the master. So what's the machlokas here? V'hocha b'mayas kinyan, kegon d'akni le acher mana. Someone gives him a mana. Amar le says to the Eved, almanasha tete bo l'cheris, that this money I'm giving to you is going to be your way out. This is going to be your cheris, accepting this money. So Rabbi Meir Savar, ki amar le kani, kani Eved, kani Rabbi. When you say kone, it automatically goes to the Eved, then right to the master. V'chi amar le almanas. And after that point, when you say the almanas, lo klum kamar le, nothing, it doesn't work. However, Rabbanan Savri Lidide Nami Halokane Maknile the Halo Amarle Ela Amnashate Bolakheris. So we say that the kinin doesn't work. What's the mechanism? He says again, Halokane Maknile the Halo Amarle Ela Amnas. The kinin doesn't work to the Evid, to the Rabbo. The kinin was said only on condition that he gets to go free. If he doesn't go free, then the kinin doesn't go through. So the fact that the kinin does go through tells us that the Tanai is effective, and in fact the Evid gets to go free through those means. That requires a little bit more explanation how the mechanism works.
The oven never requires it in the first case. It sort of like just goes right through him.
He's just the conduit for the money going to. In the end of the day, who keeps the money? The Adon?
Yeah.
Okay, this requires a lot more explanation. Either way, I think this is a good stopping point, though. And Mr. Hashem, we finish up Eved Kanani stuff. One more daf or so. Okay, have a safe trip, Adam.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, that was quick. That wasn't that quick.